ויאכל דברים שצריכים ברכה במקומה, like רב חסדא, אפילו מה שרוצה לאכול אחר כך, אין עוד צורך לברך. שיין. פס לרב חסדא. Very nice. He passed his like Rav Chisda. Fine. Says the Ramah later on the next page, 163. V'ein chiluk bein chazal l'makom sh'ochal kvar u'bein siyem sudos l'makom acher. V'yochal dvorim sh'tzrichim brocha b'makoma, like Rav Chisda. אפילו מה שרוצה לאכול אחר כך, אין עוד צורך לברך. שיין. פס לרב חסדא. Very nice. He passed his like Rav Chisda. Fine. Says the Ramah later on the next page, 163. V'ein chiluk bein chazal l'makom sh'ochal kvar u'bein siyem sudos b'makom acher. Like the Ramah, like Rav Chisda. Mikomakom, here's the key line. Mikomakom, lechatchila lo yeka mimakomo below barocha dechayshinon shemayishkach milachzor velecho miyu letzorach mitzvah veres chashigiyas matfila buta. It's this last sentence in Ramah we have to analyze carefully. The Rabbi Kivega and the Biolach independently, not the core Rabbi Kivega, both pick on this Ramon. They don't like it. Let's read the Biolach, which you all have in front of. Everyone has the Biolach in front of? Yeah? Yeah, everyone has? Mash Rabbi Zed, the Das Ramon, the Kshuyotzeton Broch, Uvem Emes Hamayin Beharan. Yirat Dvarav Shad Ramah, the Ran said this, we saw inside. Urak Lashitasa, Dayade Akirim and Mekomo Nechav Kigmar Suda, the Tzorach Achakach Brocha Lechadchila, the Lachain Kosav, the Tzorach Lorach and Birchas Amaz, and Kodim Shiyotza, Shkodim Shiyetze, Avdi Efshel Loshav Lavarach, Chayshinon, Shemo Yishkach, Ukmo Bechol Gmar Suda, Dochi Kaimel Bissim Kuf Pedala, referring to a case of an individual who didn't have to make a new bracha rishona anyway. The Ran passed like of sheishes. So he said that it's required already to make a bracha achrona before you leave. Masha'ein kele deyazu of Rav Chisda. The lo nechshav ayadei yitzil the gemar suda the chozal the suda so lecha b'lishim bracha klal minol ela hatzich lechatchila berchas amazn kona sheyete v'adraba halo yesh b'zeh mishim bracha shein etzrich shem bevarach b'mach suda so. Oh, I'm sorry. V'chakach motzis to Rabbi Kiva Ege v'chidush of Rabbi Zayim. I missed that line. He's quoting Rabbi Kiva Ege. It's a gevaldige kasha. It's a gevaldige kasha. Why should you require it? Not only that, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara that supports the Mishnah Berurah. Where is it? Let's take a look at the last five narrow lines. V'nei l'choresh l'ochiach zami b'raisa gufa d'ka'omar k'sheniach sham zoken v'chola ein od tzarech brocha k'sheyotze v'lo brocha l'chadchila k'shechozer v'haynu ach mitzad eitza tova. There's no need for a brocha v'atam v'al korcho hu k'mo shekosavnu. The came and the low kosher has a radas because we left with the schaverim. Ain't shaykh levarich. Vim came in Mela. Who are the ladidan? The sviral on the olam ain't kosher has a radas. In other words, what he said, Gevaldik and Tushtel. He's comparing Miktas Chaverim Lirav Sheshes with what? With past the Rav Chisda without Miktas Chaverim. Just like Mitzvah Chaveir and Rav Sheshes, you don't need a bracha at all, not Lechonel, not Al-Kareya. So too, Paz and Rav Chisda is exactly the same thing. So you should not require a bracha before or after. Why is the Rav Moshe going to need a bracha after before you leave? It's Gevaldik, a kasha.
But he's just saying, as you know, Shem Yishkach. So, but he's not saying it, you know, like from a logic standpoint that, you know, like you have to do it. But he's saying logic, you know, practically, you know, think about it. You're leaving. Let's say you get it again. You're not going to come back. That's exactly what he's saying. I don't understand logic.
Very good. No, that's a good catch. What do you want? You're going to fade and forget? Hold on. Hold patience. Aval zeyesh litchos. The efshar da hatamu de kevan shiniach sham zokan ocholeh lo yisha koka. Exactly, Dom's terrors. Aval kshalo hiniach chayshina lezeh. He's going to go out, he's going to get forget. He's going to be mechavet to the next line of the Beir Halacha. Gevaldik. Vizeh efshar da gam tanakam rabbi Yehuda mod lezeh. So therefore, this kasha, no, I'm already slugged up the kasha. Both should give out to the Bialoch himself. I'm right now in the page 163. Wrong page, that's hard to find, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm on the first wide line right now. End of the line. Aval ve'emes came mukhar mi b'raisa shniya. Noah, what are you going to say about this one? The svir el tanakama behedja. The svir el lalach kama say, kumantar apchizna. The ab kishe yotze, ein ton bracha. It's beferish against. Ein ton bracha. Bahaynu al koch kumoshe kasavnu, shim da omeid be'emtza se'uda. Let's see, what did the Brisa say exactly? Let's open up the Gemara and see what the Brisa said. What did the Brisa say? The Tanya, Chaveim, the first line of the Gemara, Kufayzim and Aleph, Chaveim, Shem, Suvin, Vokru, Agleim, Lelech, Lebeis, Atnesin, Lebeis, Amevich, Kishayin, Yotzin, Ein, Tunin, Prochol, Amafreya, Rebbeinish, Alelim, Befeirish, Befeirish. And if you don't need it over there, so certainly you shouldn't need it if you're eating pas, which forced you to come back on the Rav Chisda. It's an offer of a mission, offer of a brisa against the Ramo. That's a kasha. You know his parents won't work. Mm.
In the end of the Ramah.
Hold on. He says as follows. I thought he gave the teretz, but Rabbi Kivay is going to give the teretz. I thought it was Mishnah Berurah himself. Maybe the only reason why you can leave without a bracha in that case is why? Because it's for a mitzvah. I think he says that. Very next line. V'achayin near the mokad miramor is the kolbo. The diag mi dikotani bi b'raisi rishona di kaskosan di shnir di kaisa knesel di samedish mashma. The daf can be open there with the mutal amlaka mishum the hulz bar mitzvah. Ava balava achilo. Then he asks, after the brackets. Omnam adayin koshin if the emes heim kama de bekol lo nizka di varach brachas and wasn't kodim shi yotza kam bemol on iska vahedja if lo kosta vach lo dvar rishis also that lotzes. Dilla mimshik. Vyashin the kama nasan bezeh di yigma sudasa bi varach. Aber lo shi vach brachas and wasn't vyashin sudasa vyashin sudasa vyashin sudasa he wants to make that after the bracket. That's the Ramami. Do you believe that? But in the last one, he becomes the pussycat. The last two lines. Ocha and im. Who mishash efsh sheyiplug harbe. Mistava di yivarach mikodem. Uvifradmo nichlet tischaveim. Uvani nochal yivarach. Uvani nochal yivarach. Uvani nochal yivarach. Kinuchel etzar for the das of mechaber the sosim to Rambam bagonim the pasuk the bechol gavni mishat the mitzvah beisol sarach lavs of the baruch and the pasuk of sheishes. And if you don't need that, just say that Dom said that ain't a tzricha. Why ain't a tzricha? You may forget. That's called tzricha. The possibility of forgetting is enough to call it brocha tzricha.
The Rambam also agrees that it's a
mitzvah. Oh, that's the answer. The chora that the chiyah of Rabbi Kiveg and the Bialocha both. And we have to draw a distinction between mitzvah and not mitzvah. That's exactly what the Ramah means. Because the Ramah himself says, the Lord of Torah mitzvah theirs. Not that he made up a new territory out of the clear blue sky. The Ramah himself draws a distinction between mitzvah and no mitzvah. Oh.
But here,
oh, look, here's Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, which the Bialocha did not ask. The Kasha is a little bit complicated. Listen very carefully to what the Kasha is. I read it to you inside first, but the Kiva Eger doesn't have it on the side. Then I'll explain it out because it won't be hard to catch it from you. You don't have it in front of you. Kiva Eger asks the following, he gives this teretz, mitzvah versus non-mitzvah. It starts. The Yim name, for those who haven't read Kiva Eger, it's the first line of page, Kuf Kafet. The Yim name, or that Tanakama Mayer Bishah Overis, David and Sarah mitzvah, Im Kain, Amai Kotoni Bibraisa Harishona, the Chiyotz of the Kraskosan, to Gamke the Dvar Mitzvah, the Chishe Yotzim to Unim, Brachol and Afreya. In the first Bryce, which is also referring to a Dvar Mitzvah, referring to a Dvar Mitzvah, you need a Brachol and Afreya. How can that be? El HaKofa, the Shani Hasa, on a kufal of the base, the price of mashvilei shini mokum. The first price is it is considered to be a shini mokum. Why is it considered a shini mokum? Because it's like avsheshes. The first price of avsheshes is considered shini mokum, even though you're having pas. Here's the key word: the kevin shikvan nigmar sudaso the mashiyochal hakach habisuda acheres. Mishum hachi tzarech levarach birchas amazon miyad kshiyotze mitam shema yishka umei taim af sheyetze v'chazar tzarech levarach birchas amazon tchila shekvon ischai birchas amazon ayin v'ramban v'timtza. I pointed this out to you yesterday, the Ramban said. Was it today? Today, this morning, the first thing for the tape. That between the lines of the Ramban it says that once Chazal machayev you to make a bracha before you leave because you may forget, then it becomes a chov kavua, and it's incumbent upon you, even though you didn't forget and came back. That's where Rabbi Kivega phrases it. Avol amai de kaimon ki Rav Chizda, sha'adayin lo nigmar sudoso, de mashiyoko lachakabu gmar sudoso, ein tzorach levarach birchas amazin v'duk. He doesn't like the teretz that she suggested. We drew a distinction between mitzvah and non-mitzvah. That was the answer which Rabbi Kivega and the Bialacha both suggested. But yes, the kasha, that's not true. Because here we're talking about a mitzvah, and Afa Pikain, it says over here in the Gemara, in the Brisa, on Kufala from the Beis, Shein Yotzim, Tunim, Brachol and Afreya. Why? Because it's Gemara Sudasa. Right? So mitzvah is irrelevant. Mitzvah won't help. So too, when it comes to Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says that you don't have to make a new bracha when you Yotzim, it's not because it's a mitzvah. Here mitzvah didn't help, so why suddenly mitzvah works over here? The Torah says mitzvah has nothing to do with being a mitzvah, no mitzvah. It has to do with the Gemara Suda, not a Gemara Suda. We pass like our kids, it's not a Gemara Suda. So you shouldn't require a bracha l'achrei whether it's a mitzvah or no mitzvah. That's what Mickey Vegas kasha. Live the by a kasha. Answer no. Answer. Sure, repeat the question. Noam and the Bialocha and Rabbi Kivega all the following terrorists to the Ramon. The Ramon is only made by a mitzvah. Excuse me. The Gemara is only made by a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Beferish and Kubesim and Alf and the Bryson. You can leave without making a bracha. That's the Bryson you saw. That's the Chosn Kalam. The Ramon is talking about you're going out for a shmooze. Going out for a shmooze? Get a bench first. Well, look at Terrence. No one thought of it too, on his own. The problem is, it can't be true. You can't tell me that a mitzvah, the fact that it's a mitzvah is a reason to obviate a bracha l'achrei from koma before you leave. Because there's an often a brisa called Aleph Medvez, which says, by chosin and kala, lo inichu lozokam lochola, shen yotzin, tunin, bracha l'achrei, perish. See, Clark. So what's the difference between the two brides? They're both Dvar Mitzvah. One's Chasen Kala, one's Beis Medrash, they're both Mat Mitzvah. What's the difference between the two of them? And this is the Kuvah, they're very simple. According to Rav Sheshi, with the Gemara Sina, they're going to make it at the bench. According to Rav Kinnis, it's not going to be off the bench. So the man of Mitzvah is irrelevant. No, give me an answer. You're going to say the Kashana? Not give me a teretz.
No.
Gave you a whole day to prepare. No. What's a teretz? I'll tell you my teretz. I have a teretz. Tell you what my teretz is. According to Rav Sheshet, it's a Gemara Suda. If it's a Gemara Suda, it's Mechayev and Ubracha bench. Who cares about Rav Sheshet? I don't care about it. You are required to make a new Ubracha because it's a Gemara Suda. You're going to go out and have to make a new Ubracha when you come back. I don't care if it's a mitzvah or no mitzvah. Mitzvah is irrelevant according to Rav Sheshet. It won't help. Because there it's, as you said before, normally it's a halachic reason to make a new bracha. Not because you're going to forget. You're not going to forget. You'll carry your alarm, you'll tie a string around your finger, you'll have someone pulling you by the belt. You walk out the door, it's a Gemara Seuda, and then halacha requires a new bracha when you come back, and a new bracha before you leave, and mitzvah is irrelevant. But according to Rav Kisra, it's not that way. According to Rav Kisra, it's not a Gemara Seuda. So what the whole bracha on Rav Chisda? Why should one require a new bracha? Why? No, you said it before. Why? Shema Yishka. So they're going to require a new bracha from you. Shema Yishka. Oh, so then it depends where you're going, what you're doing. If you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, so the Chazal said, listen, going for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're going to come right back, you're in a spiritual mood, you're going for a mitzvah, and therefore we will have pitochen, but it won't be a Shema Yishka. If you're going for a Dvar Rishus, going down to watch a baseball game, going to extra innings, and who knows what's going to happen, then you'll never come back. So they made a Gezeira Shema Yishka. It's a Chashash B'yam Shema Yishka. So the Mokka Mitzvah, they said, look, they can say it even differently. I said it that way, you can say it a different way. If it's Shema Yishchak that they gave for a Mokka Mitzvah, they won't overlook the Shema Yishchak. To make a new bracha would be considered a Nesrich. But, so you have two choices. Either you stay here, or you leave. You stay or leave. Right? You stay and finish a meal, and miss the Mitzvah, or leave and hope you'll come back. So it's for a mitzvah, they say, we'll take a chance. Another will take a chance. Go and come back. For Rishus, we're not taking any chances. Finish a meal, bench, and if the Dvar Rishus passed, the baseball game is over. It's a big deal.
Because
you're just
the Chabur doesn't count
for
producing
money there. No, that's a different story.
You need somebody there, it won't matter.
Well, I don't think it makes a difference in this context. That's what I was thinking. It's a Gavalda Guterres. I think it works out very nicely. By the way, once we're on this topic, look at this Bir Alok. I don't think the Kasha is a Kasha. The Bir Alok is over here, page 164. What's the Ramah say? The Kashinan Shemi Ishka Bilam Zavalecho. Oh, 165, excuse me. He told us that the Ramah has a Lashon Mitzvah Overis, which the Kolbo said, but the Balamor didn't say Overis, he said any mitzvah, any mitzvah. So then on the second line of 165, the Balamor proves that this is correct. Tzatz Ochocha Gantiel is there. The Mari Bryce of the Mitzvah Overis, Yivorin Birchas HaMazon Mikodem, he understands that Overis and the Ramah to mean if you bench first, the mitzvah is gone. If that's the case, ask the Bialacha, Amai Machmer Rabbi Yehuda B'Shaloi Niyech Mitzvahs Chaveirim L'Varach B'Chas HaMazim Kodem Shiyakor. Why is Rabbi Yehuda such a tremendous Machmer? He's going to be B'Vatel HaMitzvah Veres Ad Tadei Kach. He's going to be B'Vatel HaMitzvah to the Gamer. He can't believe Rabbi Yehuda be so Machmer. You're going to bench, you're going to miss the mitzvah completely. Laniya said that's not what it means, mitzvah veris. In my opinion, that's how I have to look at it. I guess I'm looking at the kolbo. I don't have a kolbo. Maybe I do. I don't know. You can find me a cobalt, maybe. You may have one at home. I understood, yeah? We'll get it later. I understood the cobalt mean as follows. I'll find it later if I'm right or wrong. I understood the cobalt to mean differently. If you'll finish your meal, then you will miss the mitzvah. She's going to bench. How long does the benching take? We're not looking at it. The Seder Rav takes 1 minute to bench. 2 minutes you bench for Kavanah. 2 minutes the mitzvah will be over. 2 minutes? I guess it's possible. The Chassid Kala passed through and 2 minutes they're gone. But that's not how I understood. I understood over there you're going to finish your meal. You have your middle of the chicken. And there's a whole, you know, chicken and kugel and side dishes with soda. And it takes 10 minutes to cook it. To get it down. 20 minutes will not. How fast you eat. So then, but that's what it means. Overis, I don't mean if you wait to complete the meal. Not if you wait till you finish benching. That's how I thought. So that's, I called part of it, I wanted to interpret the answer of the Givegas Kasha. Now, Rabosa, we have a gewaldig chiddush, I want to say. I didn't really say it myself. But it's my last shtickle on this sugya. Because after we get to the next sugya, we're spending, it's supposed to be on the Hilton's kiddush. But it's impossible to go over there, so that this is so directly connected to the whole sugya of the Rambam Sudan. Couldn't skip it. Yeah, it's important to know anyway. It's a tremendously important thing. Yes, listen.
So according to the Ramad, a lot of times on Shabbos, like Shabbos on Shabbos, they look very...
Yeah.
They're eating in the...
Maisa Luchayon, they go to the Abba, they come back. Het Tegama.
But it's not been so there.
I know why. That's a mitzvah. Tell me to sleep on Shabbos. 8 hours sleep. So I'll tell you. You're asking a good kasha. Because there are mos, you really shouldn't leave. Right? And there are mos, mash, you shouldn't leave even if you need with the chaveira. That's a posh of shat, there are mos, no? How do you read the
Rambam?
All right.
No one's not going to forget. He's coming right home to bed. He doesn't
know. No, he's using good safer show.
I mean, not so long. Based on the past president,
Shabbos afternoon, people don't do these things.
No, typical person doesn't get, you know, immersed in the same.
You see something you haven't seen in 6 months.
David, that's for you. You're at a higher level than the rest of us.
Call upon him. The Rambam itself. It sounds like he's as Noam has said it before, that even Mixus Chaverim wouldn't help in this case. Right? Is that the Pasha reading the Ramon? The Chatchila lo yechem and akoma below brocha. The Chashina sham isha v'daz of alecho. So what goes Mixus Chaverim going to do? Doesn't sound like Chaverim is going to help over here. Am I right? Does Chaverim work to be moderate?
The great thing quotes of...
I don't know, it's a good question. How do you go down the mincha? We do it all the time. How does it work like
Hatchila? What? The point is Shliach
for
sure works.
Who said?
It's
who said?
It's not Shamayishka. We wanted it
to
like,
you know, Hanukkah. Yeah, but he had it up, it's a different kid. I don't know if it works.
What's the difference?
Because here it's being the Vatli Kvir smoke, not stop here. It's not a mitzvah, you have difference. Anyway, I don't know. You're right, you asked me this before. With Mrs. Chaverim help over, you have Tartal and Tibusa. It's Pas plus Mrs. Chaverim. Would that help? Plus Tvar
Mitzvah.
And are women considered Chaverim? Yeah, for sure. Chaverim. For sure. Mitzvah Overis. So the Balamor would be moderate. He doesn't require Overis. Right? He says, yeah, any mitzvah. Good question. That's a good question. Yeah. What does it say? I don't know, he says before he gives man tefillah mutter, and there he's only mad al mitzvah veris. So if you're right, so that's palav lachim mutter. According to what you're saying now, I'm not talking about tefillah shachas, but mincha ma'ariv. Exactly. So therefore what? Let me ask you a kasha. According to your saying, the why is there more matter to go to Mincha if it's so various? It should be matter on the grounds of the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzav Lamed Aleph. It's Mishnah Berurah again. There are more. I'm going to ask you a kasha. Are the shuls are further. If you're in Har Nof, there's a shul at every block.
Also, it's reason why even if it's above, so when it's out of Mitzvah, because like what happens sometimes, we go to sleep, my Mitzvah.
All right, I don't know. It's a good hour. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. All right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Would help. Would help you with the chatchila? Let's take a look. Take a look. You need from Sham Mixelson, Chos Mukoma. No. Where is it? I don't see it. May I try to find something which has a fixed chaver, but not even the chatchila? I don't see it offhand, but we'll look for it later. Let's go by. I have one more shtickle to tell you on the sugya. I don't know. Minigas to be maker. I must tell you, there's a very well-established minute that goes out of Mincha in the middle of the field, you know, when people have a shower this afternoon, they do it all the time.
It's not right, because the chatchila shouldn't do that.
I don't know. I have one more nakud over here before. Remember we had a kasha that the... Yeah, found it? Who's the way reading? Mutter Rasa. Well, we'll come to the Kanye Reim in a minute, so we'll get to it soon. Remember, we had a kasha. Mary reminds about the Kanye Reim. We had a kasha at the Balamor, the Ramban, again for the Furish of Gemara. So the simplest answer was felt tippet. You have a tzavya and sasson, and a tzavya and a from, and you have a vatican and all this kind of stuff. But the Kanye Reim had none of these things. I'm not sure who the Kanye Reim is. Is this the same Kanye Reim wrote on the Marshal? I'm just curious. Turn to page Mem in the Rif, please. Mem in the Vaves. After the book. Of Aaron Moshe Tovish, that's the same one on the Marshal. Okay. Yeah. All at the very end. Let's see, kind of an aim. I'm not sure. I'm just to my curiosity. Is Kanye on the Marsha the same author or not? Yep, same author. He's the one who made the one in the Marsha too. Here's the Kanye aim. Where is it here?
No,
it was a success. Was his name Tovish?
No, it's
Ashkenazi. Oh,
maybe
it was his son-in-law. Okay. Here we go. Maser, right? What was it? Maser? Where does it begin? Right. It's page 80. It's column 2, about the 8th line down. Ahmed Beis. Shom, he's going on the run. Dibber Maskel Meisve. No, much higher than that. Meisve, I'm amazed, big letters. Dibber Maskel Meisve, Amai Tunin Brocha. Behold, I mean, in the Sugya, I will draw a machine Tunin Brocha like Ebron Koma. I feel the Rab Bodan and Shane Yotzin Tunin Brocha like my Freya, I and Shom. Harela Hedja, that feel the Dvar of Shain, Tunin Brochel, and Koman, Tunin Brochel, and against the Ramban, and against the Ran, often the Gemara against them. So what's the simple stance across out the Gemara? So Rabbi Nadav, the Magia did that, okay? But if you have to guess, what do you do? Nire, Devadai, Mashakosuv, Loma, that feel the aim, Tunin Brochel, and Koman, the Komak of Tsarach Brochel, and Afreya, al kol ponim kishehen yotzik mishum chashash de yisheh v'yishkach levarach. The only reason is because you may forget. Ela the imahani mashi niyach haver b'mkoma harei lahai chashosho lo mahani bo she niyach haver b'mkoma. Goes to Bach, the Taz, the Manavram. Al kolponim, im atam de sheva yishkach, lo shayach lechalek ben iniyach haver b'mkom. That's where this distinction can exist. V'im kein, very carefully. So the Tanakama and Kufbezim and Aleph, Ein Chiluk Ben Hiniach Onat. Remember, the Tanakama and Kufbezim and Aleph never mentioned Hiniach. Suye Shloma, the Tu'unin Brochel Mafreya, Mishum Shema Yishev Yishkach Levarech. V'im Kain, if that's the reason, Afilu be'ein tunin bracha be'mekomon. mikol makom tzarech levarech ukemo shekasafti v'zeh nachon. Meirdik, what did he answer? What did he answer to Karni Rebbe? We have the kasha, you know, we have now the luxury, and in hindsight, that we know we have another gear to rely upon. But if you don't have that gear, it's a mamash, the Ramban, and Balamor, against the other. Very carefully. So the Tanakama is the base of an olive. Ein chiluk ben hiniach or not. Remember, the Tanakama is the base of an olive never mentioned hiniach. Suye shloma, the tu'unin brachal mafreya, mishum shema yisha v'yishka levarech. V'im kain, if that's the reason, Afilu be'ein tunin bracha b'mekoman mikomakom tzarek levarech ukemoshe kasafti v'zeh nachon. Meirdik, what did he answer? What did he answer to Karni Rebbe? We have the kasha, you know, we have now the luxury, and in hindsight, that we know we have another gear to rely upon. But if you don't have that gears, it's a mamish to Ramban and Balamor against the Ultimate Gemara. Assuming they had that gears, which we don't have no way of knowing. So he gives a following answer, the kind of teeth of Vorek, the kind of very teeth, very deep. What's he saying over here? He says like this, is there a distinction between Yiniach Mixos Chaveim or is there not? The Gebrais on Amadveis made a distinction, Kuf Aleph Amadveis. The Brais of Kufveis and Aleph did not make a distinction. According to Tanakam. So what emerges, he assumes a premise. The premise is that Mixos Chaveim is a love de shavur, not a Metzias thinking you're going to come back to Mixos Chaveim. It's a love de shavur. It prevents the Akira, Alpidin, the Gemara Suda. It's not called the Gemara Suda, you left some Chaveim. So he says as follows. If you make a distinction between what? Chaveim and not Chaveim, then what does this indicate? That the love of the Shavar, is there a Gemara Suda, no Gemara Suda? So then he says, what? Lefiza, the Ran says, what the, we're trying to defend the Ran again. What did the Ran say? That if it comes to Paris, when it comes to Paris and you leave, you don't require a new bracha. That's the Ran said. You don't need a bracha you don't need a bracha l'mafreya. You don't need a bracha l'mafreya when it comes to Paris. You don't need it. Because what's Rav Sheshes speaking? What's Rav Sheshes concern? Akira Suda. So presumably Akira Suda only applies when it's a Suda. You have to have a Suda to have an Akira Suda. If you have no Suda, I can have Akira Suda. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. You have a Suda, there can be an Akira Suda. You have no Suda, there can't be an Akira Suda. So a similar to the Rabbi Nadavid, Niran, Rashina Mokhan, how you define it. The more kvias you have, the easier it is to uproot it. If you have a kvias suda, you can have a kvias kvias. You have peiris, it can be an akiras kvias. No din of brachla mafreya. I, the Gemara, the first you do need it, offer the Gemara. That's according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama should have chizna shita. What does he owe? He's only worried about a more practical consideration, because he doesn't mention anything about chaverim. He's worried about shema yishkach. Shema yishkach, the same as shema yishkach applies to bread, so Shem Yishkach applies to apples. Make a bracha right away. Before you walk out the door, make a bracha. It's a merit in text. Yes?
No, just another year or so. Would you truly positive this terrorist
holds anywhere? Yeah, that's a good valid terrorist.
Are you really looking at Ramadan in this?
I don't know.
You look at the Ramadan, you look at the Gemara, you say, how about it? Yeah, you're here, sir.
So when it comes to Paris, Rabosa, so when did Rav Sheshes say you have to be a required bracha l'mafreya? Because he would require bracha l'mafreya by pas, because there could be an akiris. When it comes to Paris, there's never any akiris, there's never any kvias, there can't be any akiris. So therefore, you only need a bracha l'mafreya. That's what I thought. So come to that, so lom de shavar, according to the Kani Rain. So what are we saying over here? What we're saying is, the quarter of Sheshes, not worried about Shema Yishka. No. So by Paris, you don't need a bracha l'mafreya, make a bracha in the next house, no problem. And if you be niyach zokein, Hiniyav Zokin, which precludes the din of Akira Suda, so Rav Sheshes would say, now Hiniyav Zokin works. You don't need any new brachas. Why not? Because they're not afraid of Shem Yishka. Rav Sheshes is not afraid of Shem Yishka. He doesn't go with Shem Yishka, Rav Sheshes. He goes with Bitul Kviya Suda. Bitul Kviya Suda presumes a Kviya Suda. Doesn't apply to Paris. But Rav Chizda is worried about Shema Yishka. Rav Chizda is worried about Shema Yishka. How do you know? Because he says implication of Kuvayz and Al Tanakam. The what? That seems to be, again, what's the Raya? What's the Raya? Presumably, he makes no distinctions in the Yachzokin, the low in the Yachzokin. So you're always afraid of Shema Yishka. And once you're afraid of Shema Yishka, see, the Schayer Bracha B'Mekomo. And once you're the Schayer Bracha B'Mekomo, although you went and came back, the Bracha's not Tokal, like the Ramban said. This sounds like a very lovely Shavuot, the Karnei Rebbe saying over here. Fundamental dispute. Why exactly you need a Bracha B'Mekomo? A bracha l'mafreya. According to the Shitas Rav Sheshes, it's an akira, and the akira means the brand new suda. Like I said, no, it's not just nimlach, it's a new suda. A new suda means had an old suda. So that applies by pass only. Wouldn't apply by Paris. That's the Ran said. According to Rav Sheshes, you wouldn't require a bracha l'mafreya by Paris. Not afraid, Shema Yishka. At least the Bar Mitzvah is not afraid. But a commentator, Rav Chizda is afraid Shemei Yishka. He's afraid Shemei Yishka, so therefore you would require a bracha liacharei, which is over here. Haverim. Oh, excuse me. Lirabbanan. Dvar Mashem Tunim Bracha Lachem El Kalman. I feel the Rabbanan Shem Yotzin Tunim Bracha Lamafreya. Why? Shemei Yishka. Shemei Yishka. The Rabban Rav Sheshes is not worried about Shemei Yishka. He's only worried about the Lamna Shavar. That's what I think the Kana Rebbe is saying. It's very tifa zah. Yes.
That's the line in read.
So what does it say? Well, we left off. We left off as then up. When we call them as chiluk b'neim, the betunim bracha b'mkoman, or that filuk shu chozet tzorach b'bracha b'mafrei, because that'll be din. Avo b'ein tunim bracha b'mkoman, that she yot tzorach b'bracha b'mafrei, Hashem yishka, yivi yishka, l'vorek. Avo k'she chozet b'mkoman, ein tzorach b'bracha b'mafrei. That's what he does in his name, correct. Just go for that Ramban's piece, we can't be this over here. Can I help you? Okay, Rabbi, let's mention one more nakuda in the sugya, then we have to go right, because we really have to move. Halacha l'maisa, one interesting knetch between the Magen Avraham and Akiva Eger. Interesting, fascinating. And I believe even the, I think, good Shabbos, it's Kodesh. I think even the Mishnah Berurah makes a quick reference to it. Tzipei, there's a machlokas out of Paskin, what's considered ta'an bracha, what's not considered ta'an bracha. He's ready, inside, kukai and ches tzipei. So how do you pass them? You have three different sheetahs. What do you do, lemaisa? What do you do? There's so many different sheetahs. Three different. What do you do? Halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this.
It's
only the Yeshom. He doesn't say that he holds that way. The Yeshom.
Usually when the Derek Klal, Mechaber says something, if Ramon doesn't say the Yeshom, it means he's commenting on the Mechaber, and maybe he's arguing, maybe he's not. But since the Mechaber can be read in two ways, he doesn't say the Yeshom. When he says the Yeshom, it means he's holding differently than the Mechaber says. But the Shach says he comes in your head.
Could be. Okay. So the Ramon, the Mishnah Berurah, to Plat Mem Hei, without Ramon's quoted. Kosov Achronim. So lechatchila yachmir levarach b'mkoman afilu b'zayin minim v'chein le'inin shinu makom ein tzorach levarach al kol shiva minim. Yes? Since lechatchila to make the bracha you should, but the dieved shinu makom you don't make the bracha. Why? What's the famous rule? Safek brachas lag. Who said so? Lametes b'sharatziyim. Bach, Magen Avraham, Graz, Derech HaChaim, Sharafonos, after the Chidush Rebbe Kivegen. The fact that the Magen Avraham call Achrona Metigu with the Magen Avraham, the Dina, the Gavura, the Kivege, the Atzmon Nishrak Matsarachin. What's the Kivege's Kasha? This Kasha is a Gavaldic Kasha. We have a Machlaikis, listen, Shiloh, three different cheetahs. What Bach Rachel can call? Some say only bread, some say cake, wheat, and some say even grapes, wine, etc. So the Magen Avraham, we always say something Bach Aslav. What does that mean? The chatchila should go back even for grapes back to this house to make the bracha. But b'di'evet, since some say that you're required again. Since some say that you're required to go back even for grapes, says the Magen Avraham, so if I had grapes here, and then I went and had grapes in a different way across the street, I don't make a Mubar praise, because maybe the two brachot have come. So there, but you make it not. Like this. The Daitan Tzarechim, the Abla posted the Shiva meaning to the brachot of Kemim Komenah. Yeah, that's what some say, but that's not the real din. Hadin the Shinimakam and Tzarech Lavarech, Mikomakam, Atol the Didan, the Mikoach Savik the Rabbanah Lakula, Komadin, the Ein Tzarech Brachot and Komo. Alpidin, if I have grapes, and I went across the street, and I want to make an Allah 8, and it's hard for me to come back, I'm not looking for to come back. Savik the Rabbanah Lakula, I can make my birth, my Allah 8, Alpir 8, in the library. That's the Iker Adin. The male is Rabbi Kiv Eger. Come Adin. Ume male and Nefem and Kvi also. Keva the Eina Omed Lachsalim Komo. For the Shaykh with Kiva Kamahoda. The male of Kaima Adin, that is Shini Mokom. With Sarah Favorek. For the Shaykh with a Svek and Rabban of the Kula. With Sarah Chim. It's a Harifus. In other words, the Mokan Avram said the Svek and Rabban of the Kula. So therefore, if you're going to, you made grapes here. You want to have grapes in the library? So say the one don't make a little brach on the grapes. Maybe it's still a brach of them come. The Kivega, no, it's not a brach of them come. Why not? Because after Iker right there, we have a cloud of sake and everyone on the pool the other way. So if you want to make the brach on the grapes in the library, you'll let him make it there. Once you let him make it there, you can't say something about the cooler that you should not require a brach of our grapes or a new brach on the grapes from place to place. No, because once it didn't determine and you're allowed to make the bracha in another place, whatever you be suffic, whatever you be bad, it makes no difference. It's a levaisa. You're no longer tied down to the original place. It's no longer a string tied around your foot. And as a result of that, it changes. That's what the Kivager said. It's a harifus. And then the Mishnah Berurah said, oh, wrong folks don't agree with it. Yes?
For maisa, like, if you wash the bread, and you, let's say outside the house, and you have in mind that you're going to eat the rest of the meal inside the house,
So that's a good question. Let's take a look.
And it's relevant because
here it is. Here's the case. Take a look over here. Sif Dalet. Kufayin Ches Sif Dalet. Im Ochel Pas B'Mokom Echad V'Chozar V'Ochel B'Mokom Achim Ein L'Varach B'Ruchas HaMotim Ela B'Mokom HaSheni Kimo shenagu holchet rochim sheochlim derech yilucham v'yoshim v'vorochim v'mokom siyam achilasim. Because if you never had a kvias in the first place, you bench, you're eating in the car. So you don't have to drive back to where you started off. Probably stay one place.
Hold on.
Patience. Hold on. 1 second. 1 minute. Slowly. Take a look. In Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis. First white line. Achim etchila choshev lechol matem komo. Vashar lechol v'derech mahani. It happens all the time. Gachim is in the rush to leave. He washes at home, takes a bite out of the bread, and he has to use wash, runs to the car, and finishes the sandwich in the car. Maisa b'chayom. He's not driving. I've done a driving too, but that's what he says. Well, hold on a second. Hold on. That's what he says. Then he says again, Mahani.
But I'm not skilled, I already washed and didn't have in mind. And then I decide to eat later. Is that what the next part of the Mishnah
Berurah says? I think so, right. So if you have in mind from the beginning, it works. Your mother told you to eat outside, come inside, same as eat inside, go outside. You have in mind from the beginning to start one place and another place. By the way, you have to bench in a new place where you ended your meal. Mokom HaSheni, what must you eat in Mokom HaSheni? Kanu Siyam Sudasa. What must you eat there? Manias Daiti? Bread. You can't just have cake or fruits or something. A mashum. If you look in the Beis Yosef, it's mashum or a mashum bread that you eat there. Mashum. Mashum. What? Yeah, I thought there was some. Chila Sudasa, there's self Sudasa.
Why can't you say bread? Why can't you say
no.
Bread?
No, I don't think so.
We say usually if a Kamea on Zonas bread, let's say.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Paschkes is a good
Kamea. If I had a whole food, I'd
maybe
right.
Not bad. I thought of that tomorrow too. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Take a look over here a little bit earlier.
Why is that for Tonga or Zonas?
Not Tonga. Great.
So then you shouldn't have anything of products. Why
you
only one bite? So I don't have to go back there.
You don't. You're not going
he's
back.
He's destroyed when I leave.
There is no kvias. The guy had it in mind from the beginning to start in one place, go another place.
And he didn't have it when he couldn't do it.
That's right. He's saying in advance. He's never. His mukkah was two places. Take a look over here.
Had
anxiety,
then you could switch it.
You didn't have to. Yeah, but it'll be all right. I'll feel it. Take a look over here, on both sides, in another Mishnah Berurah. Another Mishnah Berurah. Here, Siv Katan, Lamed Gimel, a very important Mishnah Berurah. On that Ramah we just saw, the Chatchila you shouldn't move. People do it all the time. Yeah, look what it says. Look carefully. After the brackets, Lamed Gimel. Vim, let me just read. Excuse me. Vim, Azminim Lalecho Pat Kumokam Acher. The Oslo Shaya Chai Chashasha. The other phrase I'm going to forget. He's going to continue to say, yes, but keep eating. Kevan Shaholech Lech Olsham Bivarach Shonach Achilos Kamashkat Masiv Dalet. Right? We just learned that then. Go from place A to place B. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Hachi Lechat Chila Lo Yakin and Kol Machi Yavarach. The Rak Bidi Yevin Shekvar Yotza Amin and the Mutlo Lech Olsham Bivarach Mokom Hashem Vigam Shom Nekom Ahu. Abel Lechat Chila Mitzvot Lech Olsham Bivarach Mokom Hashem Here's the key line. Here's the key line. Imlo shayadato vishas hamotzi lechol gamsha. That's the answer to your question. The oz chashivi shnei amakoma. Umutra abachat chila. Vafila mi bayis le bayis ane machshat ala day azu. Vechein noadu kshahokha nesudas nesuan shemachava mechila lechol sham. Or the Rebbe's tish. It's the all wash and eat and then bench by the Rebbe's tish. I think I have to have bread by the Rebbe's tish. Bread. You were saying it's not a sharp sword, you said before. If you have cake, so the cake is considered like bread. Once you convey a suit on bread, so the cake is considered also a stickle.
I didn't say cake, it's cake, it's a shadow.
No, it's a cake, cookies, so it's possible because.
That implications if you also eat after, say, it's a kochabuma, the day that you're not seal on the also.
I don't know, it's different. It's a different question. It happened last night by the Shevet Bokh, someone told me. Unbelievable. Yeah. Mamash, our Indian. We were discussing about it. It was someone to the Shevet Bokh, one of our Talmidim. And they washed the four Ashkodesh, they bent after the Ashkodesh. The big shot is the Aliyah
one. They serve the cake, though, after taste.
The cake.
Just the cake.
That's true. Your Shail, your Harif, is maybe a lot of Isa in this case. Because if the cake will be considered like bread in this context, because after all, you already convey a Suda. Ooh, wow. That's a very good shot, a very good point. I don't know.
I
had the shot for the
Aliyah. He didn't make Aliyah. Okay. I watched my wedding. I had the shot, I wasn't right, but I forgot to make the Aliyah in the first place.
That's the South of the problem. Like the story about Shemta with another Yehuda. That story? The Baal Shem and Rabbi Yehuda, there was like sort of not at loggerheads. It was a snag we had this year. Remember, he was against the Shem Yichuds. But the story goes that it was I forgot the problem. I always bear with stories, but something like this: that the it was a shaila. The Baal Shem doesn't know how to learn. Doesn't know how to learn. So you know about the name of Yalav Yovo. So somehow came out that the word got to the Baal Shem Tov that there was an accusation, didn't know halachas, just didn't know what to do if you go back, if you get Yalav Yovo or something of this nature. I think the response is as follows. But he's misnagdim. Don't forget Yalav Yavo. Don't forget Yalav Yavo the second time also. Doesn't matter what the difficult dinner is. By weeks, by us, the Chassidim, we're such a slavish, we'll never forget Yalav Yavo in the first place. Something along those lines. So to remind me a little bit of these, I didn't get the... Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. It's a very, I had the same shaila, and I'm not sure. It bothered me, that question. Do we say what you're saying, that even if you need pas, if you tell us you need pas, maybe cake should be considered like pas, because it was already full to be a suda. And that kamina in this case, well, you have to have, only two, the whole family only have cake in the Sheva Brothers. So you mean chus, right? And that kamina for your case, but you have to now, the cake ever, because it's like having pas afterwards, to mechayv and bench, because that's the mention of the Midrash.
Yeah, because you have pas also.
Yeah, some adults said we were too full. Yeah, I know, it's tough eating that, but cake is always room for somehow. Cake, let him eat cake. Because the Mishnah Brewers is over here. Yeah. And Malcolm pass Gambalila. He says pass, so you want the question about cake. Kuf pei chesed kotten lamed gimel. It's kuf ayin chesed kotten. Mem Aleph. Both those cases, what do you have to pass mamish? Mishabur, the Beis Yosef would be also Amin. It could be a cake, but it'd be certain. It's sure like, but I don't know. Enough. We have to do the next sugya. Both sides, we're behind schedule. Way behind. Okay. We had a rush in Simon Zion. We learned it a long time. We'll go back to it. Let's, before we get to see the Gemara, the Chazal probably forgot the Gemara already. Another few minutes. But let's make a haskola. And I'm going to ask you a kasha. You're going to have to come for the answer over the weekend. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what? Right. Sucking candy.
Right.
No problem. They had a mind from the beginning. They used to say that stubborn to be out of mind. That's why most of them have said
so. I'm sitting here watching television. My father is sucking candy. Okay, sorry. I'm
sitting there reading the newspaper. And Jewish press.
Sitting and learning. Sitting and learning. Come on, no.
I don't usually eat second candy. I don't usually chew bubblegum when I'm ready. But I'm kind of
sitting
there. Candy
and learning. Nothing wrong with
that. And I'm chewing bubblegum. I have no comfort to walk outside.
Stomach. I don't have a memory, but I'll bring it in. Bring it in.
Plan on eating it
until it finishes. Don't bring it in. Bite it. Tana on the last five lines. Minei, Kabura, Shemesuvin, Vikinish, Aleim, Ayom, Vivianov, Kol, Shuliayan, Omalov, Kushal, Ayom, Visheni, Omalov, Birchas, and Muslim. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ochel, Vaholet, Achitecha, Gomru, Kol, Shrishin, Vivarachal, Birchas, and Muslim. Vashem Yom Olav Kiddush Sayom. Period. That's it. That's been done to Gemara already. We know the two gear souls. As far as Rabbi Yossi Shita, what goes first, we just saw that already in the Rosh Simon Zion. But today I have to leave you with a kasha. To me, is such a gewaltige kasha. Turn to the Rosh Simon Zion, please. All right. We already discussed the first part of the rush. Utmiyali the Divrei Rav Alphas. It's right after the Chof. Until the Chof, we read already last time. Utmiyali the Divrei Rav Alphas. The Al Korchach Sorach Lecha Miyad Achar Akidush Alibu the Shmuel. Don't make Kiddush Alibu Makam Suda. The Suda Sha'och Al. Ain't no Ellis Lahakshav Kiddush and Makam Suda. He ate by day. Right? He finished the meal. Right? He finished the meal. Here, what's the riff's lush? It's Chaz of the riff. Keep one finger where I just left you. The riff is on the sixth line. Beginning the sixth line. That is the quarter of the riff. The Hecha the Gama Sudasim Mikame the Kaddish Yoma. He finished the meal before dark. But Adamashi Yadayu, he went to wash my macaroni. Kaddish Yoma, became Shkia. Makdaminon, Umavachinon, Birchas Amazon, Al Kos Rishon. Biachakach, Omer Kiddush Hayom, Al Kos Sheni. Kirabi Yossi. The Yamu Gomu Kos Rishon, Bavarachal, Birchas Amazon, Ashenim, Al Kush Layom. That's the end quote of the riff. crack the brush. What are you talking about? How can you do that? You have to eat again. Because the suda which you had by Friday afternoon obviously doesn't count. If it came in the tzorach lechem miyad, right after the kiddush, it's a birchas hamazon lamali. Lifris mapo le kaddish. Afo gav de mashi yodaya vitzel de mechel. Ha kaimelam de havelam de nevorech ein tzor levorech birchas hamazon v'sagi v'prisis mapo v'kiddush v'amotzi. No, that's a question. Well, that's true enough. Let's see, he assumes. Now, look at this attribution over here, what a little lamed is. Vim, who? If he the rift.